From the Rams studio connected by AT&T, this is All 22. I'm Miles Simmons, and in this edition, we're breaking down Sammy Watkins' 67-yard touchdown against the Giants.
Goff again bootlegs out to his right. He sets his feet, looks deep down the middle. Sammy Watkins reaches out at the 10 and makes the catch and strolls in for a bomb of a touchdown.
So it's second down and six. The Rams actually are going no huddle on this play, which you can see sort of from the beginning right here. You got Jared Goff kind of pointing out the mic. He's going to go under center with John Sullivan. Then he's going to take his hands back. And now take a look at this. Got Sammy Watkins down here at the bottom of the formation. Jared Goff just going to do a little signal toward him on that side. Then he's going to go up to the bunch receivers at the top of the formation, make sure everybody knows the play. Then he's going to get back under center and begin this play with the play fake to Todd Gurley. Now, as play fakes often do, you get the Giants linebackers to start sucking down in there trying to stop Todd Gurley. But right now you've got kind of a three-route concept. You're going to have your low receiver there, that's Gurley, an intermediate receiver, Cooper Kupp, kind of running a drag route there, and then you're going to have Sammy Watkins coming on this deep post route. That's obviously the one Jared Goff is going to go to. But I think it's also kind of important to notice what the Giants are looking at on this play, because you've got Jared Goff here. He's starting to load up to throw. Now, a lot of times what you've seen from the Rams is that Jared Goff will go to this intermediate route right there. And I think that's what the Giants are thinking that Jared Goff is going to go to, because you can see safety Landon Collins and cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie both appear to have their eyes on Cooper Kupp. But that's probably not the smartest idea, because you've got Sammy Watkins here and he's just going to run right past the defense as Jared Goff loads up and throws this ball 62 yards in the air. What a great throw from him. Actually said he initially thought he might have overthrown Sammy Watkins, but Watkins has that great speed, reaches his arms out, secures the catch, puts a finger up, gets into the end zone for a touchdown.